Chapter 11. This is not a buffet. The next morning, I wake up to find prints on my stomach and Jonah's foot in my nose. Gross. At least he'd had the sense to take off his soccer cleats the night before. Talk about ouch. I sit up, moving prints off my stomach. He lets out a snore, and Jonah wakes up, startled. I blink and gaze outside at the hazy morning light.
How'd you sleep?
I ask Rapunzel, who is in the front seat, examining the ends of her hair with a sad look on her face. She shakes her head.
I didn't.
How come?
I don't know, she says. I'm not used to sleeping outside, or without a pillow.
That didn't stop me,
Jonah says. Rapunzel yawns.
I need something to eat.
Jonah stretches his arms above his head. Banana? Onion? She sighs.
Again?
That's all we have, I tell her.
Frau might have kept me prisoner in her tower, but at least she was a good cook. All the food was really flavorful. She made great herb soups.
My stomach growls. I'd love some soup. Or really anything but a banana and an onion. But I eat one of each, as does Jonah. We need our strength for the day. Then Rapunzel starts driving again. It takes us about half an hour to get to Spellington Lane.
How are we going to figure out which one is Rapunzel's parents' house?
Jonah asks as we turn onto the street.
And how are we not going to get seen by Frau Gothel? Rapunzel asks.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the fact that Frau Gothel lives here, too. Even if she's not really a witch, she's still scary. But as soon as we pull onto the dirt road, I realize we shouldn't have worried about finding the cottages. There are only two houses on Spellington Lane. One is a big cottage with a large garden that's surrounded by a blue fence. And then there is a smaller cottage that's slightly up the hill. The one on the hill must belong to your parents, I tell Rapunzel, because they can see down into the garden. That's how your mom saw the Rapunzel.
Yes, that big cottage is where Frau Gothel lives, Rapunzel says, nodding. I remember it now. That's where I used to live until she moved me to the tower.
You lived here for 12 years? I ask. She nods. And you never met your parents? She shakes her head. I can't help but wonder why her parents never took her back if they lived so close by. I don't want to hurt her feelings by asking. What if they really didn't care about her? No. Impossible. They must not have known she was there. Or maybe Frau just wouldn't let them talk to her. They had made a deal, after all. I wonder why Frau Gothel moved you to the tower, I say instead.
I don't know. She told me I'd be more comfortable without all the animals. They were getting big. Sage, the baby bear, thought my hair was a chew toy.
Do you think we'll get to meet Cinnamon?
Jonah asks, and then starts to add,
C-I-N-N-A...
I roll my eyes. Thanks, Jonah. I get it. He snickers.
I want to meet the tarantula, too. Do you know tarantulas don't make spider webs? And if they lose one of their legs, it grows back?
I do not want to meet a tarantula, thank you very much. And also, can you guys lower your voices? We don't want Frau or the tarantula or Cinnamon to hear us.
Oh, don't worry. Rapunzel says, Sage sleeps until noon, and Frau doesn't let Nutmeg out of the house. But Cinnamon could be around.
Terrific. Good old Cinnamon.
But anyway, she adds, Frau isn't home.
How do you know? I ask. Rapunzel peeks at the cottage.
Basil, her horse isn't here. Maybe she's still at the tower, or maybe she's riding around looking for me. Come on, let's stop in the garden. I can smell all the herbs and fruits from here. I used to eat them all the time when I was younger. Yum.
I hesitate. I don't think that's a good idea. Wasn't that how Rapunzel's dad got into this mess to begin with?
For the first time in my life, I can make my own decisions, Rapunzel says, lifting her chin. And I'm going to make them.
With that, she hops out of the carriage and sneaks in through the blue-painted fence. Jonah lunges after her.
I don't think so, I say. I can make my own decisions, too, he says. You're not my mother.
His stomach growls loudly for emphasis. Jonah, when Mom isn't here, I'm in charge. Stay. He laughs.
I'm not a puppy, and you're not in charge.
He follows behind Rapunzel. Is it my imagination, or is Jonah not taking me as seriously ever since I lost the spelling bee? Prince runs after them, yapping loudly. I don't even bother telling him to stay. Obviously, I go too. The grass in the garden comes up to my ankles. It does smell good in here, like fresh fruit with a hint of spice and mint. There are plants everywhere and fruit hanging from trees. Then I spot a weird-looking animal in a far-off corner of the garden. It looks a little like a pig, but has high ears and a really long nose.
Cinnamon! The aardvark! Jonah calls out.
Prince barks and starts toward the aardvark, but I grab my puppy and hold him tight. We do not need to attract any animal's attention, especially one whose name I can't spell.
Don't worry, Rapunzel says, munching on a berry. Cinnamon is harmless. He won't bother us.
I'm going to go over in a second and say hello,
Jonah says, his mouth full.
Wait a second.
Jonah!
I holler. What's in your mouth? Are you eating a berry?
Huh?
He asks. Are you chewing on something? He shrugs.
I'm still hungry.
Please tell me you are munching on a banana or an onion and not on something random from the garden. He nods.
Jonah, tell me the truth.
He shakes his head.
Was that not a good idea?
No, it was not.
I'm so angry, I let Prince drop from my arms. Is it at least what Rapunzel is eating? I ask, nodding toward the red berries in Rapunzel's hand. Jonah shakes his head again, looking guilty.
Spit it out! Spit it out!
I yell. Jonah spits out what looks like a green leaf onto the ground.
Okay, okay. But Rapunzel said she ate stuff from here all the time.
But she probably knew what was safe and what wasn't. Do you know what's safe and what isn't?
No,
he says sheepishly. Was that the only piece you ate?
No, he admits. I tried a few things.
This isn't a buffet,
I shriek. I look down to catch Prince munching on something, too. I try to take it out of his mouth, but it's too late. Prince swallows whatever he was eating and lets out a satisfied bark. Great.
I'm sorry, Jonah is saying. They tasted good.
Poison can taste good, I argue.
How do you know? Have you ever eaten poison?
Obviously not, Jonah. I'm here, aren't I?
Sometimes I can't help but wonder how we're even related.
Show me which ones you ate.
He points to three of the plants.
Jonah, we've been here 5 minutes. How did you eat so much?
I was just nibbling, he grumbles.
One of them looks like a cherry, one looks like a blue grape, and one looks like a little green leaf. What do you think? I ask Rapunzel.
I don't know about the cherry or the blue grape, but that clover leaf is in my soup all the time.
I'm sure you'll be fine, she tells Jonah, patting his shoulder.
So nothing bad has ever happened after someone ate this stuff?
I press her. She pales.
There was this one time with Pepper the Parrot.
What happened to Pepper? I ask, my heart pounding. Did he die? Tell me he didn't die.
He didn't die. He got really big.
Big? I swallow the lump in my throat.
Yes, ginormous. He ate something from the garden and he grew to my size.
But Rapunzel, I cry, you said Frau never did any magic.
I didn't realize it was magic. I just thought it was a growth spurt or something. She bites her lip. Does this mean Frau is a witch? I think it's a definite possibility, I say. Maybe she gets her powers from the herbs. Rapunzel gasps. But I left the tower. My teeth could have fallen out. My teeth could still fall out. Maybe, I admit, but she can't fly. She used a ladder to get up the tower. Maybe her herbs aren't all powerful. Maybe she can only do some stuff, like enlarge animals. I'd love to be your size, Jonah says to Rapunzel. That would be so cool. Jonah, if a bird became my size, then you would become the size of a house, Rapunzel explains to him. Even cooler! Not cool, I shout. Where would you live? None of your clothes would fit. You'd be too big to sleep in your bed. What if you couldn't fit into the mirror or whatever takes you back to Smithville? What then? He blinks. That's not so cool. No, not so cool. I turn back to Rapunzel. So what happened to the bird?
He shrank back to his original size eventually.
She scrunches up her eyebrows. I don't remember how. Now don't eat anything else, Jonah, I warn. Do you hear me? Nothing else.
Okay, he says. But I'm taking some of the blue grapes for the road.
Can we go to my parents' house now?
Rapunzel asks before I can yell at Jonah again.
I'd like to meet them before my teeth fall out.
You're the one who wanted to make a pit stop in the garden, I grumble. Hurriedly, Rapunzel and I climb over the blue fence. Jonah follows me with Prince in his arms. Silently, we march up the hill to Rapunzel's parents' house. Rapunzel lifts her hand to knock on the door. Her arm is shaky.
Do I look okay?
She whispers, tugging on her hair again. Her hair is even worse than before, now that she spent the night in a carriage.
You look great,
I lie. She needs all the confidence she can get.
Do you think they'll recognize me?
She squeaks.
You probably look pretty different than you did when you were a baby, Jonah says.
Maybe you look like your mom when she was your age, I say.
Everyone says I look like my mom when she was my age. Rapunzel knocks twice on the door. Prince barks. No one answers.
Abby? Jonah says.
What, Jonah? We're kind of busy here.
Prince is blue.
Huh?
Should I knock again? Rapunzel asks.
Yes, of course. Jonah, what did you say? I ask without looking at him.
Prince is blue.
Blue as in sad? I ask. Rapunzel knocks again. Prince barks again. Still no answer.
No. Jonah says, blue as in the color blue.
I swivel my head to look at Prince. Jonah's right. My dog is no longer brown. He is now blue. I look at Jonah. My brother is blue too.